Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Noah St. John's here, too, because he's an old friend of ours. Noah is the founder of the Success Clinic of America. And as I've said many times before, I like to say I discovered Noah. That's my story.
Well, why don't you go ahead and say it then?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Noah
had this idea called Permission to Succeed, and I said, hey, Noah, I think you ought to do something about that. No, that's not true, folks. But I did introduce you to him a long time ago, and the program is now called Permission to Succeed. Learn how and why to give yourself permission to succeed. It's a book, it's a program, it's a life style. It's so many things, and it's a phenomenon. It's all because of Noah St. John, and as you can tell, he's chomping at the bit to get on the show. Noah, welcome back.
Hey Jim, great to be back again.
It's good to have you back. I can see how it would be great to be back. I mean, it's like a dream come true doing the show, isn't it, Noah?
It's very, very much like that. Yes, yes. Small Business Advocate been very good to me.
That's a good one, Noah. Well, so Noah, what do we know now that's new about balancing our life and our work and everything? What's new?
Yeah, what we're hearing from small business owners across the country, Jim. My partner Denise and I, we go across the country. We do seminars teaching people how to give themselves permission to succeed. And you know, your listeners, people just like your listeners, there, as you say, they're chomping at the bit. They really want to know. Give me some methods, some strategies, some tips, some secrets of how I can achieve life-work balance. I mean, I've got so many balls juggling in the air. You know, I'm a parent, I'm a spouse, I'm a business owner, I'm
soccer
an employer.
Coach.
Yeah, what's that?
Soccer coach.
Soccer coach, right, yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, there's so many things going on. So what can I do? I mean, this is just really on people's minds. So, also, I do want to mention, when you go to successclinic.com, that's our website, successclinic.com, you can take a little quiz just to see if your life is out of balance. You can see if you're holding yourself back from success in different areas of your life. So you can just take a free quiz. It'll just take a couple minutes. But that's at successclinic.com. But anyway, I just want to, you know, mention a couple things for your listeners and just give them some pointers because, you know, as I mentioned, this is something that's really on people's minds, particularly as we get into the summer months. And, you know, for some people, business kind of slows down a little bit. And it's like, what can we do? We want to regroup. And, you know, also enjoy ourselves. I mean, you know, life isn't just about work. So, you know, what do? So one of the first things that we, you know, share with business owners around the country is to really look at the different systems that you have going in your business and also in your life. If you look at, for example, if you look at your house, Jim, you think about your house. Well, your house, what really is it? Your house basically is made up of two things, structure and systems. It's a structure, which is a basic framework, and then you have the systems that make it livable. You have your electrical system, your plumbing system, heating system, whatever, you know, all the different systems that you never think about, and you never think about them until what? Until they break down. Well, and you think about your body. Your body has all these different systems. It's made of structure and systems also. You know, you have all the different systems, the breathing system and circulatory and what have you. Well, our lives and our businesses are exactly the same. We have all these different systems going on, but the problem is we rarely think about them. We don't even know what they are, let alone how to fix them if they happen to break down. So many people are running around like a chicken with their head cut off and not understanding what's the issue, let alone how to solve it. So what we've done at the Success Clinic is we've identified and kind of systematized, broken things down into five main areas of systems that people can identify with, and then they can begin to go to work on the problem. And that way, they're not just, you know, running around, you know, trying to run the bases faster. You know, you right. can't really go any faster than you're already going. It's not about going faster. It's
well, what you're saying, is mm-hmm. it's okay to benefit from these things that you can take for granted because they work automatically and everything. It's okay to benefit from them, but don't get too carried away with neglecting them. because one of these, you know, nothing lasts forever, and one of these days,
well,
the wheels are going to run off, and if you haven't been paying attention to them at all, you're not going to know what to do about it.
It's just like saying to your body, okay, body, I want you to run a marathon. Meanwhile, I've been sitting around eating potato chips and watching television. I mean, it's not going to happen, no matter how positive thinking you are.
Right.
You know, success doesn't come through positive thinking, but through positive action.
Well, tell us what those five things are, and then let's talk
the
about
five system, the five systems we've identified are the people system, the activities system, the environment system, the introspection system, and then finally, a system to simplify your life and streamline your business. And so we start with the people system, which is the people in your life and the people in your business. Every, you know, company worth its salt will tell you that it's only as good as the people who are in it. So we need to look at those people and understand, are we allowing them to succeed? Are we giving them all the tools that we possibly can to succeed? And are we, and conversely, are we allowing them to support us? Many people are very giving, and sometimes it's a lot easier to give, amazingly, than receive support. So we have to go through, and, you know, we have many processes in the book, in our seminars that we teach about how to allow people to actually support you, to find what your dreams, what your goals are, and actually allow them to support you. Believe it or not, many people, as I mentioned, find it a lot easier to give support than receive it, particularly business owners, because they're very giving individuals. So that's the people system, which we really need to go through and identify and strengthen. And then we have the activity system. Activities
Can I stop you for
you...
a second? Can I stop for a second? On this people thing, one of the things that happens is we tend to take for granted those people that we feel like we can always count on. The people, you know, you heard about the old story about the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The people the people who don't squeak, they just keep showing up, they keep doing their job. We have to be very careful that we don't overload them, and also that we don't do a little maintenance in terms of letting them know, you know, how we feel about them.
Right. Well, we have, again, just in terms of time, I mean, we have so many different processes and methods to acknowledge. What you're talking about is acknowledging people in your life.
You gotta
and that's
be...
what we do. See, the word appreciate means to raise in value, appreciate. And so many people, what they're doing is they're depreciating the people in their life. They're not appreciating. And so we, you know, again, we help people. But again, if you just start thinking about, you know, am I really acknowledging? Am I appreciating? And it doesn't mean just money. I mean, money is actually not a very strong motivator
for
most people. We wouldn't be business owners if we went into it mostly for the money.
It's down on the list. There's no question about it. Stand by, Noah. When we come back, we're going to do at least a couple more of the five points that Noah mentioned earlier. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Noah St. John is here, because if he weren't, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Noah is president of Permission to Succeed. I think that's the name of the organization, isn't it? The Success Clinic of America. His book is Permission to Succeed. You'd think I'd know that by now, wouldn't you, Noah? And and he and his lovely partner, Denise, travel around the world and helping people to get permission to succeed. Noah, you were telling us, we're talking about a couple more of the list of five things that people need to focus on to get some balance in their lives. What's the second one?
Well, we need to look at, the second thing is the activities system. We're talking about systems of support for your life and your business. And again, when you go to successclinic.com, you can see some more examples of this. But we're talking about the activities that people do in their lives and their businesses. There are basically two kinds of activities, those that fill your tank and those that empty your tank. So if you ask yourself two simple questions, what would I love to spend more time doing, and what am I spending way too much time doing? If you look at those two simple questions that you can ask yourself right now, what would I love to be spending more time doing, and what am I spending way too much time on, that's when you can begin to really make adjustments, just real simple, strategic, procedural adjustments in what you're doing with your life and in your business. I mean, most people can think them right off the top of their head, boy, I can't stand doing this, and I would love to be doing more of that. Well, why aren't you doing it? Okay, well, oh, I don't have time. Well, guess what? That's a lie when you say you don't have time. Everybody has the same 24 hours in every day. It's how we prioritize those activities. It's, you know, a guy went up to an old Indian chief. This was in the olden days, and he said, listen, does this road go to Kansas? Does this road go to Kansas City? And the Indian chief looked at him and said, road stay, you go. And that's like what our experience is with time, Jim. See, time is a constant. There is no more time. What there are activities. We walk along the road of life. See, and so it's how you're spending your time, where your activities are, that are going to produce balance, happiness, success, or their opposite. So that's the second system we need to look at, is the activities that we're doing. So again, that's something you can do right now. Now, I just want to briefly mention about the third one, which is the environment system that we look at. Our environment is basically made up of our home and our work, where we spend our days. Where we spend our days, your environment. And everybody on this, you know, listening to the sound of my voice, I'm sure has heard of feng shui, which is an ancient Eastern philosophy and science of studying the flow of energy within a physical space. And it's a very real thing. If you ever walked into some place and you just felt like you were being smothered or suffocated, you know, and then you walk into another space and it's like, wow, I can breathe. Very real thing. So, again, I'm not going to come in and clean your desk for you. But
well,
you
I was
really
just looking. I'm just looking around my space here, Noah. And I'm afraid that the eastern wise men would say that my place is where feng shui goes to die.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim. You know, like I said, I believe me. I work with tons of people who say it's a total mess, but I know where everything is, and I mean, I have no problem with that. But my whole thing is, the universe finds it difficult to put more good in where there's already a lot of clutter. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's
and
right.
So one of my favorite activities in life is to throw things away, because I have my mind trained that when I throw things away, better things will come in. I mean,
the way I do that is I tell people if they bring anything in, they got to take something of equal volume out.
Exactly.
I make them take something back with them.
Exactly. I mean, just to give you a silly example, I always used to think that if I owned a button-down polo shirt with a horsey on it, I mean, I would be the richest man in America.
Yeah.
I always dreamed about owning one of those shirts. And, you know, I held on to a lot of these kind of not very good shirts that I didn't like, so I began to get rid of them, you know, one at a time. And then now I look in my closet, it's all polo shirts. It's all, you know, button-down collar polo shirts with a little horsey on it. And I'm like, see, that happened over time because I was willing to let go. And, I mean, we've seen that. I mean, that's a silly example, but we've seen that in companies who, you know, grew from 125,000 sales to over 1.3 million because they were willing to let go of processes that weren't working.
Just
and
because they were willing
in.
To throw their shirts away, folks, that's a lesson you didn't think you'd learn here today. All right, Noah, give us one more before we have to go.
Well, again, the fourth one is what we want to look at is introspection, is really looking within and asking yourself, having processes, every business is every individual needs to ask themselves, is my ladder of success leaning against the right wall? Am I going in the right direction? Now, if that sounds too touchy-feely to you, I mean, does the name Enron ring a bell? Does the name, you know, Tyco, all of these, Kobe Bryant, Martha Stewart, I mean, these are people who had, you know, were going along on the road to success, and for some reason they got a little off track. And
right.
So, you know, if they had asked themselves, if they had these processes in place to ask yourself, is this really the right direction? Is this really where we want to go? I mean, look, I'm not here preaching morality, but the hens are going to come home to roost sooner or
right.
later. And
right.
the one thing America cannot stand is a hypocrite, and we don't need to be doing that. So there's really no sense in it. It's you're going to succeed anyway, so why not make it easy on yourself?
Let's go ahead and get the fifth one out here.
Well, I mean, the fifth one, is finally, when we look at it, is called simplify. Simplify your life and streamline your business. When we look at all these processes, again, Denise and I, we work with so many business owners, and, you know, they have so many things that make it so difficult. It's like you're running a race but putting all these hurdles in your way. Even if you're running really fast, you're still making it hard on yourself. Why not get the hurdles out of the way and simplify your life? We have so many emails and faxes and all this stuff, and we need to get away, look at the processes, break it down, and simplify.
Another great New Englander once said that, didn't he? Henry David Thoreau.
Henry David Thoreau, indeed.
Simplify,
exactly.
Simplify, yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Noah, can they find these 5 points somewhere on your website?
Yeah, if you go to successclinic.com, we talk about all of this. As I said, you can take a free quiz. You know, you can certainly buy the books and the tapes and everything where we go into real
and
great
depth
with
all
of this.
Can they find out the next place you're going to be speaking?
Yes, definitely.
Get your
and you can sign
there.
Up for the free newsletter,
oh,
too,
yeah.
on
Don't
successclinic.com.
Forget to do that, folks. Successclinic.com. Thanks, Noah. You're the best.
All right, Jim. Appreciate it.
See you later. Bye-bye. Noah St. John, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with another friend of ours, Dolph DeRoos, and we're going to talk about real estate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.